Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Paula Tozer. She's a Canadian author and singer-songwriter who's been writing and singing songs for 30-plus years. In the past decade, she's also begun writing songs. Her newest musical adventure has taken her into the studio to record Watercolors, a collection of songs designed for easy listening.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Paula. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. So you got kind of a cool story here. I think it's pretty straightforward to say that your voice is stunning. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about how you got started down this road in this business here.
I have always been a singer, but of course, you know, when you live in a small town, I come from a small town in New Brunswick, Canada. We generally follow a lot of like cover music. That's generally what is been played and what people enjoy. But I was always a little bit of a renegade, so I always liked to do my own thing. Up until probably 10 years ago, though, I really didn't immerse myself in writing songs. I was writing other things. I was an author. I wrote essays, that sort of thing. But songwriting was something that just seemed to emerge from something that I needed to heal from, which was the deaths of 15 friends and family in a little over a decade. And I found that the creative juices that came to me were so healing, and songs just seemed to pour out. And it's been such a source of delight ever since.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it was cathartic and therapeutic for you all in one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What instrument do you play, or is it just your voice?
I am a singer. I play very basic guitar, enough to be able to kind of write my tunes, but I rely on the seasoned musicians that I call my friends to help flesh out my tunes and make them be what I have in my head and be able to put that out to the world.
Okay, that's awesome. Is your family musical at all, or is it just you?
It's mostly me. My grandfather had musical ability, but nobody was a singer or a songwriter in my family, so I'm the first one.
Congratulations. Well, we are very glad that you went into this.
Yeah, thanks. Me too.
Yeah. If you could pick someone to be in a room with, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, one of them, there are a few, but one of them would be Henry David Thoreau. And I didn't realize until I started doing a deep dive into his work just how significant and how much in touch. We would have been really good friends, I think. I really would have liked to have picked his brain and be able to listen to him as he was sharing things in, you know, on the things he wrote about, especially the work that he did on Walden Pond.
Yeah,
because that is the whole premise for this watercolors project. So Henry David Thoreau would be the guy.
Okay. Great, great choice. I mean, I remember reading some of his stuff when I was, I think, in high school or something, but you definitely cannot go wrong with that inspiration. Tell us a little bit about any influences you have from old, like tapes, vinyl, CDs.
Oh man, there are so many influences for me. Well, as I was saying, growing up, like I had quite a country influence, and so a lot of my music, the other music that I recorded, was in a country genre, and I also write in other genres. So I was very much influenced by the Beatles, by the Guess Who, by Kiss, a lot of different and very diverse examples of, you know, really of music that had a lot of energy. And then I also have got a lot of love for the work of people like Norah Jones and Diana Krall. So I love to be eclectic. I love to just tap into different things, blues too as well. So there's a lot of influences there, but my main ones would be people like the Beatles and Norah Jones.
Again, you're speaking near dear to my heart. Love both of those artists. So can you tell us a little bit about your process? How do you get started? Do you start a tune on your guitar? Do you start with a vocal melody? How do you get started in this process of putting something together?
I would consider myself a lyricist first and foremost. And generally, my songs begin as poetry. I would say that they're lyrical poetry. And then I find that once I'm writing, that when I'm in that flow, the melody seems to happen on its own. It seems to just come to me. And I generally then flesh it out by singing it and making sure it works for me. But it's always driven by the lyrics, always. And that to me is a sacred process.
Yeah.
I write every day. And it's just something that is a part of my DNA. And yeah, I love it.
How do you decide, Paula, if you're writing every day, how do you decide that something's going to stick or you're going to take it to the next level?
Well, with songs, lots of times when I feel an inspiration come to me, I have got tons of tunes, like most songwriters, that are sitting waiting for their time. But the songs that I've chosen specifically to work on are ones that seem to just jump out at me as having specific and very significant meaning. And there's reasons for that that just seem to just come to me. It's just part of the creative process for me is just being able to say, this is one of them, and not really understanding why, but just knowing it. There's a knowing. I think that you know what I mean. It's like, you know when a tune needs to be heard.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. Tell us a little bit about what do you think it takes to be considered seriously as a musician in today's day and age?
The changes that have happened, that I've seen happen over the years in the music industry, have changed my opinion of that a little bit. And this watercolor project is something that I am, it's what I call a grand experiment for me. So I think that you need to have an online presence. There's no other way around it now. Music has gone digital, and we need to be able to connect with people. And it's such a wonderful thing to be able to connect with people worldwide and to be able to put your music online and be able to have people hear it within seconds. So for me, I think that a online social media presence is vital for any artist in this day and age, especially during COVID times when, you know, there are people being launched on the internet that have yet to be able to go out and tour. And I know that'll happen, and they're getting geared up. And you know something? That is one of the delights and the beauties of the internet. There's a lot of downsides, of course, we know that, but there's a lot of upsides.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about this song we're going to hear in a second here. What inspired it? What do you want to take from it? The Castles one.
All right. Well, this comes from my love of Henry David Thoreau and his quote, Castles in the Air. So this is the quote. If you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now put the foundations under them. So this song is about relationships of all kinds. And it's particularly about the primary relationship that we have with ourselves. Because when you view the video of it, you'll see that it's about, you know, people being in love. But it also means that loving presence within you that you have with yourself. So I call that my constant traveler. She's always with me. And I want to have a wonderful relationship with myself. So this song is about yin yang. It's about the male female components, the masculine feminine within both within us, and how we can integrate those. And when we do, that's when we feel real love.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk a few more minutes, okay?
Sure.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Tonight I lay my burdens down. They crash and burn without a sound. You haunt my dreams with your easy peace, keep me anchored on the ground. So glad that you're around. Now who am I? Tell me, where did I begin? Am I tattooed on your skin? So exposed, my breath is yours to share. Now here we go, building castles in the air. What magic have you left behind? I taste you deep within my mind. Come stay with me, don't cease to be my silent aching prayer. I'm real when you are there. Now who am I? Tell me, where did I begin? Am I tattooed on your skin? So exposed, my breath is yours to share. Now here we go, building castles in the air, in the air. I'll live with you, you live with me. Tattooed on your skin, so exposed, my breath is yours to share. Come on, here we go, building castles in the air.
Well, thank you for sharing your song with us, Paula. It was very inspirational.
All right. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. So before I forget to ask you, give us your website. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it? Where can they get a hold of you?
Well, right now, the Watercolors Project is still a work in progress. I have three tunes that I've posted on my YouTube platform. So you can look up Paula Tozer and YouTube, and you'll find it. I'm there, and the tunes are there ready for anyone to enjoy. Also, I'm on CD Baby, and I am posting things as I go. This is a very new project for me, so I'm getting everything online as much as possible. I also have a website, which is pauladtozerauthor.com, and everything will be available there. But right now, I would ask everyone to check out my YouTube platform, please.
Awesome. What do you want to say to someone who's a young female in her 20s, just getting started in this business? Any advice for her?
I would say that follow your dreams, just like the quote from Thoreau, build your castles in the air, but then do the work, put the foundations under them. You have to, it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, and it's going to take effort. Excellence is something that you're going to have to bring up every day and stick with it, because music is one of the most wonderful things known to man, known to woman. And we need to hear beautiful voices. So share yours, please.
Wonderful. Give us the strangest compliment anyone's ever given you about your vocals.
Actually, it's really interesting when someone tells me that that's a great song. Who sang it? Who originally recorded it? And it's like, yeah, okay. Cool. It's mine. Oh, really? I had one person that asked me, you know, they said when they heard Castles in the Air, they came back and said, great song. It's a great treatment of the original. And I'm kind of shaking my head going, it's my original. So it gave me a good laugh. But also, you know, it's quite a compliment to have someone to say, you know, it must have been done by someone that is really famous because you've covered it. And it's like, I'm glad that, you know, that you're kind of putting me in there, even if it's indirectly. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your spirit animal. What is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal is Ursa the bear. I've had many dreams. I have quite a few prophetic dreams, I would have to say. And in the years coming into what I would consider my artistic self, I had dreams where I would see bears in the distance. And I was afraid of them at first, but they would come closer and closer and closer. And then finally, they were enormous and right in front of me. And it was really, really cool. And so I know that I have a bear spirit animal. She is the spirit of the protector and the lover of the earth and the strong, fierce woman. And so that would be my spirit animal, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. What do you think about when you're alone in your car?
I think about inspiration. I always am looking for something colored beautiful to consider. Philosophy is a big deal for me. I love that realm. I love to consider ideas. So I play with ideas in the car a lot. And of course, I sing a lot. Sing out loud, try out new tunes, try out new different ways of doing things, harmonies, that kind of thing, just so that, you know, you're always prepared. When you're writing songs, it doesn't matter where you are, you're going to write one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Pretend you're the president of the United States. What's the first move you'd make?
The first move I would make would be to give more audience to the water protectors. I really believe that the ecology, that the environment is, if we don't have our water, and one of the songs on watercolors, of course, is about that. It's called Flows the River. And it talks about water being the source of our lives. And that is something that we can't take for granted. You know, the water that we use in our public toilets, in our toilets, is potable water. It is water that other people would be dying to have. So for me, I would say, let's protect the water. Let's share and make the ecology, much more of an importance. So for me, that is what I would base on. I'm kind of green, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Hey, there's that's okay. There's worse things to be, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, to me, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to share with the fans before we let you go here? Any surprises you got coming up for them in this year?
Well, this watercolors project is something that I see that you have done kind of a parallel with. You say like that you record a song a month, you have things out there that you're always working on. And for me, this watercolors project is very much the same way. I plan on recording a song a month. I plan on promoting the song itself for that month and building a collection of songs, which I call my On Walden Pond Experience, which will be a 40-minute sound retreat. And so that is what I am working towards. And every month, if you tune into, particularly right now, my YouTube channel, because I'm kind of happy about making videos, that you will get a new song, a new gift from me each month. So that is what I would like people to check out.
That's awesome, Paula. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really loved it.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of time with the two of us tonight. Thank you for listening. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality 101. And tonight, here's a song, A Child's Mine, one of my absolute favorites. Thank you. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Help me, please shelter me. As a child, I was so young and free. I felt so confident as you carried me. You held me so close and always believed. You instilled in me a sense of purpose and destiny. Seen through the eyes of a child, innocent, so pure, it lasted for a while. I miss the day, the calm you let me feel. You always believed in me and made everything so. A child will always believe. A child's mind must belong to you and me. The years have passed on, many days have come and gone. My intentions once good, my actions now sometimes wrong. Once wide-eyed and full of spunk, now so negative and always drunk. Lost looking in the rain for that childlike innocence again. I miss being a child. A child will always believe. A child's mind once belonged to you and me. I miss feeling a bit wild. No care in the world for me, a child's mind open for all to see. A child's mind is so young and free. A child will always believe. A child's mind was belonged. A child doesn't know how to lie. It used to be mine.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.